Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. And you listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
We're back on Drive Time Sports, KOAL, 107.3 FM, 750 AM. We're going to break from the local sports front here for just a bit as we close out this show, and we got to talk some NFL football. There was a lot going on yesterday. We spent a couple of segments talking about Adrian Peterson and Jamaal Charles, and we may rehash that in just a bit, but there's some other news happening in the NFL. For the second time, the Los Angeles Rams have tagged Trumaine Johnson. I thought Trumaine Johnson would probably be hitting the free agent market. That is not the case. We'll talk about that. Darrelle Revis is also now on the market. Chris Long says he will not re-sign with the New England Patriots. And the Pittsburgh Steelers have re-signed their all-time sacks leader. See a lot going on in the NFL as we gear up for free agency on March 9th. Joining us over the phone, a great friend of mine, great friend of the show, Brian Mejia. Brian, great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Always great to talk NFL football with you, buddy. And yes, it's that time of the year. Free agency is here. The draft is right around the corner. And, you know, some relocation as well. But, you know, obviously free agency is at the top of the list. And, you know, obviously we're going to have a couple of veteran running backs that took over in the late 2000s, early 2010s, and dominated the sport. And now they're about to hit free agency and looking for a big payday. And I think Adrian can help a lot of people. And I think Jamaal can, you know, be a third down back for a contending team as well. So I really feel like Adrian and Jamaal are going to be, you know, highly coveted by teams that want a free agent running back that has a lot of experience.
I threw this out there on the show yesterday. I want to get your perspective. If I'm the Raiders, I do whatever I can to land AP on a two-year deal. I think you have to go 2 years. That way you're not breaking the bank for a one-year deal because he's still very coveted, and it looks like the Vikings could actually be in the running to bring him back. Jamaal Charles, perfect spot for him. Pittsburgh, I want to see Jamaal Charles in the backfield with Le'Veon Bell. I think he spells Le'Veon Bell on third down, and to me, those are two matches. The Raiders for AP, the Steelers for Jamaal Charles. Make it happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome if Reggie McKenzie would actually try to sign a guy like Adrian Peterson to compliment Derek Carr, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Jalen Richard, DeAndre Washington. I mean, just putting him in that backfield, knowing that you have a guy like that, plus those two other speed running backs that you have, I mean, it's going to be kind of hard to stop them if they do something like that.
I don't think you can.
If he will, I hope he would.
Oh yeah.
Well, if he would, I mean, it's just. Can you imagine having to stop that, even if you're the Broncos?
No, it makes too much sense. It makes too much sense. AP to the Raiders, Jamaal Charles to the Steelers. It makes too much sense to me, especially at this stage in both of those players' career.
Also, I mean, like you said, if you put that dynamic of Le'Veon with Jamaal, I mean, you're kind of be cheating on both sides, I think. Now, it's up to Kevin Colbert if he wants to do that at Pittsburgh, especially if they don't have D'Angelo Williams back. But it's just it would be awesome to see Peterson in Oakland and obviously Le'Veon with the Steelers. And that could be an AFC Championship game waiting to happen if those two moves transpire, in my opinion.
I'm hoping it does. Those are two moves I want to see this offseason. Let's talk about the Rams placing the franchise tag on Trumaine Johnson. Second straight year, we haven't had this happen to a defensive back since the Raiders did it to Charles Woodson, if I remember correctly. I think that's the last time this has happened. It's been a very long time. So, obviously, he's an important piece to this defense. Wade Phillips relied on a stellar secondary in Denver to do what he likes to do out of that 3-4 defensive scheme. The Rams lost Janoris Jenkins last season. I thought Trumaine Johnson may hit free agency, but really, when looking at it, this is a no-brainer, right? They had to do this.
No, they had to do it. Obviously, you need good corners to run that 3-4-4-3 scheme that Wade Phillips runs. Obviously, we know Aqib Talib. We know Chris Harris Jr. from the Broncos. And in Houston, we remember he had Jonathan Joseph and he didn't have Leon Hall in Houston. But, you know, Jonathan Joseph was a shutdown corner in Houston for him when he was in Houston with the Texans. Wade just does need one of those lockdown corners. And I think a guy like that would definitely help out. You know, Tremaine Johnson is a guy that's definitely going to help out the Rams this year. Obviously, he did last year, and that's why they placed the franchise tag. And the last time the tag got placed on a corner like that, I think it was Al Davis did it to Nnamdi Asmaw two straight years, 2009 and 2010. Let him go in 2011 when he didn't want to re-sign him. So it was. I remember that so clearly when Nnamdi wasn't re-signed by the Raiders. It was just, you know, a lot of Raider fans weren't happy about that. But Tremaine is a guy that they should have kept. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, Jordan, I think Kevin and I forgot the GM's name, and I know I have his name. I talk about him so much. His name just slipped my mind. Les Snead.
There you go.
Kevin.
Kevin Demoff and Les Snead.
They're gonna go ahead. They're gonna probably regret not keeping Janoris Jenkins over Tremaine Johnson. In my opinion, I think last year it was the right move. But you know, seeing how he played with the Giants, you know, he's a guy that I think they thought that he was a guy that wasn't gonna go ahead and, you know, live up to the contract that they gave him, but he did. And I think if they had that move in retrospect, I think they would have kept Janoris Jenkins over Tremaine Johnson.
Here's my question, knowing the reputation that Wade Phillips has, and I think players want to play for him, is Darrelle Revis an option to start opposite of Tremaine Johnson? And if not, where do you see as a realistic landing spot for him now that his time with the Jets is finished?
Well, he's not a man corner anymore. He's not a guy that could shut down the best receiver on any team anymore. I don't even think he could shut down the number two unless he remotivates himself. I think he got, you know, he won the Super Bowl. He's made so much money in his NFL career. It just has to come out of him to be a guy that wants to stop people, you know, like Revis Island. You know, it just takes a commitment from him to be the guy that we know he could be. And you know what? Age is a factor for him. He is about to be 32 years old, so it's not like, you know, he's not the youngest guy anymore. But, you know, he was still one of the top corners in the NFL for a very long time. And you could even say in 2015, he was still one of the top corners in the NFL, maybe one of the five best. And in 2016, his play just deteriorated throughout the year, and I think the Jets regretted that contract that they gave him. So they had to let him go this year because they were not going to pay him $16 million this year. So, you know, I definitely feel that Darrelle can still be a top player in the league if he recommits himself and does stuff differently in terms of, you know, the way he wants to approach the game. I think he can play for a team like the Dallas Cowboys. I think he's going to want to play for the Patriots. I think he'd want to play for teams that are contenders. Maybe if Reggie wants to give him a call, he might do that. If he wants to play nickel for the Broncos, just teams like that, contending teams in the NFL right now. But my guess is, I think if Jerry Jones would want to call him and tell him, hey, you want to come play for the Dallas Cowboys, I think that's something he'd take his offer up on.
Speaking of the Dallas Cowboys, the Tony Romo situation is definitely going to be the most intriguing storyline of the offseason. I don't think there's any debate on that. Maybe now things have shifted a little bit with Adrian Peterson becoming a free agent, but the Tony Romo saga in Dallas has been an interesting one to follow over the last little while, to say the least. Any news or speculation on where this guy may be?
You know, at first, you'd think, hey, he's a perfect candidate to join the Denver Broncos. That's not the fit that I see for him in terms of him being the most successful. And I'll tell you why. I don't think the run game is good enough to have the long-term success, the short-term success that they wish that they're going to have with him. And I don't think the offensive line is nowhere as good as the Cowboys' offensive line, obviously. No, well, maybe the Raiders is, but obviously the Broncos' offensive line isn't as good. And, you know, going up against Joey Bosa, going up against Melvin Ingram, going up against Justin Houston, going up against Dee Ford, going up against Khalil Mack, going up against Bruce Irvin, you know, six times, I don't think that's going to bode well for him in the AFC West. I think he's, you know, if Cliff Averill and Michael Bennett did damage on him in the preseason, and that's why they took him out for the year, I definitely think that in the AFC West, he's going to need a lot of protection to play the quarterback position in the AFC West. Now, if he wants to play for the Kansas City Chiefs, then that's a different story. If he wants to play for the Houston Texans, then I could see Tony Romo having a lot of success and maybe even being a top AFC contender this year.
Really, again, an interesting storyline. Hey, before I let you go, I want to get your perspective on Chris Long. Here's a guy that struggled for 8 years in St. Louis. He leaves, he goes to New England. He was fairly productive for the Patriots. Says he will not re-sign with the organization. He got a Super Bowl ring. He also said it's not about money. If it's not about money and it's no longer about winning, what is it for Chris Long? And does this guy hang around and find another place to play next season?
I mean, he might. Maybe another short stint with the L.A. Rams. You know, because his dad played here, so why not try to go play for the L.A. Rams? I know how he played for the L.A. Raiders, but why not try to finish out your career with the Rams? Maybe the Seahawks would want to talk to him. Maybe the Falcons want to talk to him. I mean, there's different situations. Everybody needs a third-down pass rusher, and I think he did show that he still has a lot of juice left last season. I think he played a pivotal role in the Pats' success. Obviously, if the Patriots... The Patriots have to re-sign Dante Hightower, though, in my opinion. So they're probably not going to allocate that much money towards Chris Long. And I feel like I think Chris does have something left in the tank. I don't think he's done. And I think maybe a tour with the Rams, maybe the Cowboys want to call him. I mean, he's going to be in need as a third down pass rusher with that much experience.
Brian Mejia, our Drive Time Sports NFL insider. Always a pleasure to get you on the show and talk a little football. Brian, thank you again for the time. And with the draft right around the corner, I know we'll be talking a little bit more frequently.
Most definitely, buddy. You have a good one.
All right. We're out of time on this edition of Drive Time Sports. I will catch you tomorrow. Same time, same place. We have some JUCO basketball as well. Doubleheader action beginning at 4:30. So that'll interrupt Drive Time Sports just a bit. I will catch you then. Be safe. I am out.